Good morning, Mick Towman. Third fucking try. It's getting on. What happens is when people post content and the issue is about the Palestinian protesters, the terrorists, you know, well, because I tap into a number of different sources, it tells me that they're relatively uninformed. You know, doesn't necessarily mean they're stupid, but, you know, it makes me sort of kind of question whether they're uninformed and they stick to very, very narrow perspectives, or the quality of their sort of reporting is actually so low, it makes you wonder if they're sort of deliberately doing it, you know. You know, Israel, the Jews, the Zionists have been bombing the fuck out of, or blasting the fuck out of people in Palestine, and Palestine has no standing army, you know. There's quite a sort of history there amongst. That's something I've been meaning to do a video on too. Yeah, get all these amazingly amazing coffee fucking cups for travelling. And they've got all these lids and this and that and this and that. But the most amazing one is the fucking, about the best one is of the lot. Like, it doesn't, if it tips over, it won't retain the contents. But, you know, you're there to drink coffee, or you're there to leave your coffee cups laying on the side, you know what I mean, and pissing about that they're not completely leak resistant, you know what I mean, or spill proof, or if the little holes are open and you lay it on its side, how the contents run out, you know. But about the best, I've got to keep up a cracking pace, but about the one of the very best devices for retaining and drinking coffee from are the fucking paper cups with the bloody plastic lids, you know, they're very cheap. One of the best fucking designed things ever. So, yeah. So, you know, I'd probably go to Max Eigen as a primary source on the Jews, you know, destroying everything in the fucking world, the Zionists, you know, and he and his sources, you know, are putting it out there that, you know, the fucking Israelis are lying about everything. And when, you know, anybody says, you know, there's all this sort of shit going on, and they'll just let people go to a fucking war with each other in their own country. In fact, they'll incite it. And what happens is, as soon as anybody steps out of line, you know, and says anything anti-fucking Jewish, or anti-Kike criminal cartel, the Jews will send the cops in, you know? And you know, with Jeremy from The Quartering saying, "Oh, well, you know, the Palestinian protest, the Palestinian terrorists, you know, and the pro-Palestine people," and sort of generally bagging them, it kind of gets up my arse a bit, because him and others, because they don't seem to be as fully informed. They are as informed about these situations as they are, you know, and when these people are running all these protests all around the world, they're not actually saying, you know, they're not actually terrorising the fucking Jews. What they are is they're saying that, you know, the Jews and the Israeli Defence Forces, etc., you know, are war criminals, and you know, they've got to put a stop to it. That's what the protests are about. So, you know, because I like Jeremy, you know, and he's been pretty spot on with reporting about other things that no one else is touching, namely things like OnlyFans was going to be closed down because of the amount of women who are fucking all the animals on there, and about the child porn, mostly run by women, you know, done and run by women. So, you know, so what that eventuated in was that they said OnlyFans can just be women doing their own thing, you know what I mean? Masturbating and fucking like bloody, you know, moral plague spreading bloody dogs. And you know, but they got to leave the children and the fucking animals alone. So yeah, I just took a tablet about 3/4 of an hour that makes me sort of dump all the excess bodily fluid, and you know, every 3/4 of an hour on the kind of dot type sort of thing, I've got to get out and have a big piss. So I'm going to an area where the kangaroos come down from the hilltops at night and then go into the valleys and get all their water and food, and in the early morning, sometimes even as late as now on a day like today where it's kind of cool and overcast, you know, there might be a few sort of stragglers around. So best to keep the concentration up. You know, like I've said before, I don't hate kangaroos. I like them like I like everything, you know. I just don't want to kill them, and I don't want to die when one of them comes through the windscreen and snaps my neck when it goes out in the back window. Hits me and snaps my neck and goes out in the back window. And I don't want to cause a whole heap of fucking, or I don't want to have a whole heap of damage to the car being caused either. You know, I can do without being dead and fucking off the road for ages, you know. So, yeah. to have a good, let's stop for a good old piss. Quick hurry. My bladder's bursting. I've got tight jeans on because I've gotten a bit fat. Yeah, I was just sort of feeling that sort of just an enormous wave of just fucking grief was coming up before I sort of was leaving. And that song Sail, you know, was going through my head, you know, and I thought, oh, I could turn this on and listen to it and reread the lyrics and stuff. And But I think men have a different sort of, women are just blubbing like fucking busted taps over anything and everything. It's just non-stop drama and shit, you know. And whereas men express their grief in a different way, they actually have something to sort of, they have something to feel sorry about, you know. Yeah. And that song, Sail, what I can sort of deduce from it is it's kind of like, I think it's to do with the death of his girlfriend or something, you know, from an overdose or something. That's why when I re-found that video, that old movie called Dogs in Space, that's an Australian movie. I've seen it enough times, and I've got kind of a photographic memory, like I might not have read a book for decades, but as soon as I pick up the first couple of pages, I'll just remember sort of most of it, sort of. The wonderful traps of online shopping. Yes, we've got it in stock. Pay up now, hurry, hurry, hurry. An hour later they're ringing you up from the shop, which is appreciated. Say, oh, we don't have any of those in stock. So I was after a 4-ounce ball peen hammer, and the tool shops in Australia tend to be quite fucking expensive. So yeah, it's a bit, yeah, it turned out the one that they had for $21, which looked reasonable, that was a 4-ounce ball peen hammer. I wanted to buy a gift for a friend, and you know, we're both quite adept at being fucking tight asses, you know, and getting shit for free or for fuck all. And my friend's favourite form of irritation is that I say, hey, I got this on special for $69. And he says, oh, I got it elsewhere for, you know, $39. You know? So we've got this bit of friendly rivalry. to sort of outdo each other on on price and value, you know. So, yeah, but this brand Hammer was a Sid Chrome, which is an Australian brand, and the 4 ounce one made somewhere else that was selling for $21. That's a 4 ounce Hammer ball peen. And the next smallest one they had in stock was an 8 ounce Sid Chrome Hammer, and that was $59. And she said she'd do it for $37. Of course, the mistake was on their website. The website said they've got these hammers in stock when they didn't. And so the callback was appreciated, because it stopped me turning up going, oh, fuck, well, you know, I've driven all this way and you haven't got them. So, yeah. Yeah, back into that male grief. I just felt fucking really sad, you know. And that song sailed, like, for the last 5 or 10 minutes. That song Sail was going through my head, you know. And, yeah, the GPS mobile phone speedometer thing. Or should be speedometer. Or speed odometer. Yeah, that with the GPS thing, it just, having the screen on all the time just eats the fucking battery up. It's gone from 100% to 85% in the space of 20 fucking Ks or something. Yeah, it's a... So I'm in a place where I'm sitting on about 85, 90. Don't really feel like rushing too much today. And, so I switched the speedo off, the GPS type speedo off. So can't be fucked, you know, just chewing up battery. It's like being in a Zoom meeting, you know. There's who in the fuck wants to be one person who's staring at their screen, looking at a whole heap of other people who are also staring at the screen, when the thing to sort of, it's sort of nice seeing people doing the Dick Tracy video calls, you know, the TV wrist phone, but most of them aren't that good looking, and you know, unlike me. And they just chews up bandwidth listening to people going blah 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 blah. You know what, I don't need to, you know, if I turn my outgoing video off, and I turn the incoming video off, it just saves just chewing up fucking data looking at heads, you know. It's okay to look at heads a little bit here or there, but it's you know, it's all right to have a look, you know, but it's not, there's not a lot of value in chewing up dollars and dollars and dollars and dollars of data when there's nothing really to watch. You know what I mean? It's not like you're seeing, say, airfoil wing sections and their angles of attack and the turbulence and the drop of pressure until we reach the point of fucking stall and the plane falls out of the sky. We're not sort of watching a education video, they're just sort of talking heads, you know. And it's also good to sort of listen to them while you're kind of doing other things at work as well sometimes, you know. Yeah, just having a few memories. So I'm in a place where I'm going slow and I don't really need to have my speedo on. So this is good. And we've got quite a little bit of rain over here. Fuck, I like manual gear shifts. Of course, you can decide because one of the things about manual gear shifts is you can decide to select a gear based upon circumstances and what you're trying to achieve, you know. The wonderful one-lane forest road with trees growing right up to the edge and lots of kangaroos coming up and down the hill. Hopefully most of them have gone to bed for the day, but there might be a few stragglers around going, oh, it's so nice and cool, all this rain, all this water, absolutely wonderful. Good thing about that stretch of one lane road through the round the side of the mountain is that it's one lane, and because of all the trees going, growing up close to the edge of the road, if something's coming the other way, you don't get a lot of warning time. And especially, it's not so much for people who live locally and know the road and who go around that road slowly, but it's really fucking bad for, you know, you're going around that sort of kind of blind corner, kind of slow, and someone who's not from the area comes flying around that corner like it's a racetrack, and you're going to have a fucking head on. You know? Or you could do. Sail. Sail. So yeah, within the very limited sort of graphical and I'm not sure exactly how these phones are constructed, but you know, it might all be the one chip, or it might be a whole heap of cores. You know, in the one sort of chip block or the assemblage of the assemblage of chips, or it might be a dedicated chip just for graphics, you know, video, fucking video and video and audio and all this other sort of stuff. Because I was thinking that I could connect to a Wi-Fi on my phone that doesn't have a SIM card. I could do a Wi-Fi connection from between the two phones and have the song with the text playing on the other phone, which is wired to the internet, you know. And this photo while I'm recording, I could sing the Sail song or sing along with it, you know. Yeah, so it's now getting hot enough. Because this is my cold weather gear. That looks surprisingly, there's a bag back there, or a plastic bag or something. And it looks suspiciously like it's just sort of recently fallen off something and no one's fucking seen it. Or they've just dismissed it as shit. And I thought, oh, that looks like it's a little bit too good to be shit. Yep. It's a garbage bag. Yeah. The great discovery in the scrub. There's not a priceless package. It was a bag, black plastic bag that happened to look quite, I won't say suspiciously like, but it looked quite a lot like it looked quite a lot like a small-ish backpack. So I swear this phone's just being a little bit suicidal today. It's trying to find a way to sort of leap out of the holder and land anywhere except on my big fat belly. Like something hard where it's going to break and smash up even further. Fuck, it's a nice day for a drive. What a great world. We've got cars with petrol. In some ways I like the American language. But this sort of globally sort of invasive festering of assimilation. You know, you no longer have chips, potato chips, you know, the sort of big long fingers of fucking potato that are chopped up and then deep fried. We have fries, French fries, now abbreviated to fries. Would you like fries with your order, sir? Fries, you mean chips. But it's not something that gets up my ass totally and completely, it's just annoying, you know? Here we are in the Great Plains, where because you go into a big, flat, wide open area, you sort of lose the you lose the surrounding sort of information, you know, things, houses, trees, fences and shit up close, which, you know, it's like instead of the house being, say, every kilometre and, every sort of don't know, 100 metres off the road or something like that. They're what, like once every 10 kilometres and they're a couple of 100 metres off the road. So you sort of lose that sort of perspective. But one of the things I have observed and counted is that the little white posts on the side of the road are on average about 100 metres apart. So if you're doing 100 kilometres an hour, that's 100 metres. You know, well, that's 100,000 metres per hour. Then you divide that by 60 minutes, and then you divide or divide that by 60 seconds, and that'll give you your metres a second. And I think it's I should stop and calculate this out because I've kind of forgotten. So if you don't have a speedo, you can sit there and time it. Your 100 metres should be taking, you know, at 100 k's an hour, should, and your, which is X amount of metres per second. You should be able to calculate that out. Just simply by timing, you know. Timing it on a loop. Something that goes tick 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 ting, tick 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 ting, tick 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 ting, for every 3.3 seconds or some shit, you know what I mean, it takes to do 100 metres. Isn't that fascinating? I like being clever, but I like pushing myself to learn new things and to remember what I've learned. Because fuck it, there's so much that you can learn and there is so much to remember. How many ways are there to calculate your speed when you don't have a speedo? A timer. A meters per second. Just in case a truck comes, we should go a little bit further off the road. So the cunts that sold me a hammer haven't got it. Okay, we get, oh, come on. This is the old A01 phone. Takes like 30 seconds for the calculator to start, you know what I mean? It's, so we get 100,000 metres. Divided by 3,600 equals 27.7 metres a second. So 100 divided by 27.8 equals 3.6 seconds. It's not absolutely precise. I'm not going down like down to fucking five decimal places, you know. And I'll want, if it's 3.5971 seconds, I'll just round it up to 3.6, you know. So a timer for every 3.7. Well, it doesn't automatically restart. That's a good sound, but there's no way to there's no fucking controls for this. Stupid device. It's not stupid, but there's not many people who drive around wanting a repeat time again. You know, 4 seconds, 4 seconds, 4 seconds, 4 seconds. Maybe we just turn the fucking thing off. They've got places to go and shit to do. Just don't speed and turn the fucking speedo thing on with its battery sucking function. Turn the speedo on with its battery sucking function only on when you genuinely need it in an area that you actually do need it. Gone off in a train of thought. You know that I'm sort of misbehaving in terms of eating. Is that, you know, when I'm low on things, you know, like I've only got a fucking thing full of Yeah, well, I went and did a naughty last night. I went and bought one of those McCain family pizzas with the lot. and they've got hardly any fucking topping on them, and it's a family pizza, but it's smaller than a fucking, it's the same size as a very small sort of dinner plate, you know? So it's very thin and it's like a little disc, you know? And I thought, well, family size pizza, fuck, you know, I've had pizzas that are like twice the sort of area and the topping's about an inch thick, you know? You know, a 2.5 centimeter. I don't know why. Maybe it's just brain rot and getting old. Because I was raised in it was a bisexual time of where we had to learn both metric. We had to learn both imperial and metric. And that was when all the currency in Australia changed from change from pounds, shilling and pence, you know, pennies, to decimal coinage, and it's when the country started going sort of metric. You know, gradually over time, all the old mile stones, the concrete roadside markers that were sort of gradually sort of fell into the undergrowth or into disuse or whatever, and they gradually disappeared. And, you know, all the signs became bisexual, where they showed both miles and kilometres during the intervening sort of years. I think for about 10 or 15 years they showed both, you know. From this city to that city it was, you know, 500 miles or 900 k's, you know, or 900 k's or 500 miles. And then they slowly got phased out into all metric. So I think it's also that I think senility also and brain rot kind of works hand in hand with we'll get off the road. Senility and brain rot also goes hand in hand with just choosing options that are easier. You know, I'd rather be, you know, 1 inch sounds a lot easier than 2.5 centimetres or 25 millimetres, you know. Well, I've got 25 millimetres of pizza topping, you know, well, I've got 1 inch of pizza topping. Yeah, it just becomes easier. So yeah, it's certainly very growth related, you know. Bit of a rush through a few little bit too deep puddles. Feel the car going, you know. As one of the things about water is it's extremely dense. It's heavy, you know. It can take an awful lot of power, pressure and heat. And it's really cheap to replenish or circulate, you know. And I don't know the exact setup, but braking systems that they use on rocket sleds, you know, where they don't want to destroy what's on board, or they want to keep the person alive or something. And so what they do is they have a brake, but not a mechanical brake as in like friction, like, you know, like brake pads on discs or drums or whatever. What they have is a fucking big trough, a very long trough, and what they do, I'm not sure if it drops down into it or if it's already down low, and they just put a thin, very thin plywood panel across the end of the trough full of water. And so when, you know, it comes time to stop the brake, comes time to stop the fucking rocket sled, you know, 500 metres of, 30 centimetres deep water in a U-shaped trough or something, you know, that, you know, converting that forward momentum of the rocket sled into fucking upward motion, you know, capturing all that water and just shoving it up vertically. Well, that's dissipating the energy of the rocket sled into moving the fucking water. And technically it's the same as those two, you know, those two sort of, you know, where you get a whole heap of little marbles, you know, and one will go quick and the other one at the other end will go pop, you know, and then the two will go out this end and then come back, and then three will go out that end, and, you know, that sort of fucking thing. Well, in principle it's exactly the same thing, except water's very dense and all that energy gets flung up skywards, and the water turns from a stream into a fucking spray, and there's no brake parts getting hot because the water absorbs the heat, it converts all the kinetic energy into friction and then dissipates it. So, yeah. Fuck, I've got to go for another piss. Here comes a car. I'm quite sure they can see me, so I shall just slow right down. And then as soon as I am around the corner, there you go, mate. Oh, I know. Oh, busting for a fucking piss. Pause. Back again. Fuck. I have these visions of people. There's that Greg guy who... his main thing is just go to trying all the fucking takeaways and shit, you know? I thought it just sounded like him. I just felt his energy. But yeah, I was thinking, oh, I've got to go for a shit, and the only place to go for a shit is this fucking fuel station. And there's nothing worse than you know, we're busting for a shit, and I say, oh, we've got the cleaner in there at the moment. There'll be another 15 minutes. You don't mind, do you? You know, I got back in the car, and I thought, well, hey, there's that place that I always stop at for a piss or a shit or a water refill on the way through. I'll go there. So that's life. All right, guys, see ya.